The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On this Tuesday morning on our guest line, Congressman William Timmons. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Joey, good morning. Great to be with you. I think this is the first time we've talked since Nancy Pelosi announced she was no longer going to be in Democrat leadership, and they called the House of Representatives. So lots happened since the last time we spoke.
Did that just break your heart that Nancy's going to be going away?
Oh, it's so sad that she should – normally she would just leave. But because of the speaker vote, she's going to – stay until early January is my prediction, but I don't foresee her sticking around much longer.
Yeah. So let's talk about that. Yes, of course, Republicans have secured the House majority. Leader McCarthy is expected to take the gavel. I know that's going to be painful for Nancy Pelosi. He has a few Republicans pledging not to support him. I mean, is there any situation in which Kevin McCarthy does not become Speaker?
I don't believe so. He's gonna have the vote. The certain members are holding out their support because they're trying to get concessions in the manner in which he operates the majority. That's their prerogative. So I'm confident he will wrangle the conference and take the gavel on January 3rd, and we will get this country back on track. We're going to stop the spending. You know, everybody wants to talk about inflation, how it's number one thing on their minds because they can't afford their groceries and gas prices through the roof. So all we have to do is very easy. Stop spending money we don't have. That's all we have to do. And so with the Republican check in the House, we will go back to traditional government spending, and it'll take time, but inflation will get under control. We can do a lot just with the House. Even if we don't have the Senate or the White House, we can really bring their policies back to the middle, and that's what the American people need.
Yeah. I was going to ask, so what do the Democrats do? When does this session officially end?
January 2nd is the technical end of it, but we will likely be done for the year, hopefully by December 16th. We are not scheduled to be in session after that until January 3rd, but that's going to require government funding. So one of two options, we're either going to do an omnibus, which is all the appropriations packages put into one, which is a terrible way to govern, but it's how the Democrats do it. The other option would be the continuing resolution. So this spending does require 60 votes in the Senate, and so that will require some work. So if we do our job, December 16th will be the end, but technically the end of it is January 2nd.
Right. So it looks like December 16th would be the last time all of you would be there. So less than a month, what do the Democrats do between now and December 16th? I mean, do they just concede and start packing their boxes, or do they literally try to ram as many of their remaining failing policies through the next few weeks?
So interesting, as it relates to packing your boxes, if you did not win re-election, you no longer have an office here in the next, I mean, really, most members are already out of their office. And if they're not, they're going to be moving out really next week. So, you know, the speaker is going to have to be moving out very, very early in December, because there's just a lot of, as you can imagine, moving offices for 400 people or 200 people is really hard. But I mean, they're going to try to get whatever they can get done. There's a couple of pieces of legislation, in the Senate that they're going to work on, but at the end of the day, it's just going to be government funding, and there's a possibility of the debt limit. A number of Democrats have said that they want to address that. Technically, it's set to expire in the spring, but those are the two major items facing Congress right now.
Yep. On our guest line this morning, like every Tuesday, our Tuesday with Timmons, Congressman William Timmons. For over 2 years now, we've had a lot of questions, of course, about Hunter Biden, the president's brother, Jim Biden, and the president himself, what involvement he may have had in Hunter's business dealings. Will the House Oversight Committee finally get some answers, you think?
Absolutely. We're going to have a number of hearings. Soon-to-be Chairman Comer from Kentucky is just a wonderful guy, and he's going to be holding them to account. And I think he's going to be fair. You know, he's not out there screaming, we got to impeach, we got to impeach. He's saying we're going to hold hearings, and we will allow those hearings to accumulate evidence, and if there's evidence, we will pursue impeachment. Congressman Jordan, soon-to-be Chairman Jordan of Judiciary, is taking the same approach. We're going to get to the bottom of this. We're going to see exactly what whether any laws were broken by Hunter Biden. And if those laws were broken, we're going to force DOJ to do something about it. I mean, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah.
We're also going to do the same thing with the business dealings in Ukraine, the manner in which they have been profiting off of, the entire Biden family has been profiting off of President Biden's service in office for decades. So we got to get to the bottom of that because it's not right. If laws were broken, people need to pay a penalty.
Yeah. Well, finally, yesterday, CBS admitted that the laptop was real. I guess that's the first step.
You know, the manner in which the media in the days up, in the weeks up to the last presidential election covered for this president, covered for the Biden family, if it's not illegal, it should be. And that's another thing we're going to do. We're going to hold big tech accountable. There's a number of bills out there, but just drag them in front of Congress and ask them hard questions. Hopefully we'll fix some of this, but I mean, they can't maintain their liability protections if they're going to put their thumb on the scale. And they have clearly been putting their thumb on the scale for the last decade.
Yeah. You know, Congressman, one of the things that I get quite often from our listeners is, okay, we have a majority, so what's our majority going to do? So talk with us a bit about what you see the top priorities. What are some of the first things you guys will do when you go back into the new session in January?
Well, top of the list is defund 87,000 IRS agents. The Democrats did a cute little budget gimmick to try to say that they were going to get this money because when you pass reconciliation, it has to be budget neutral. Whatever, it's all shell games. So that's gone. The next thing, we're going to basically use the government funding. That is something that has to pass, so that creates a leverage point. We're going to use that to say, we're going to secure the southern border. We're going to stop these ridiculous policies that have allowed 3 million people to cross the southern border in the last 2 years, and we're going to force Biden's hand to address that, and we're going to use government funding to do it. So the plan is we're going to shut the government down if you do not take these actions. And we're not going to be completely unreasonable. We're going to say the American people want the southern border to be secure. They do not want millions of people to cross the southern border illegally and have no repercussions. So we got to fix our immigration system, and using government funding is the way that the Republican majority in the House will force that issue.
Yeah. You mentioned spending earlier, and I agree with you 100%. We've got to get spending under control. Is there a chance that some of the absurd spending that Biden has started via executive orders and other actions of his administration, is there a chance that some of those things can be stopped where they are now?
The student loan issue that's currently still going through the courts that has been technically stopped, we will make sure that does not happen. The president does not have the authority to write a $250 billion, $300 billion check, and Congress, the Republican majority in the House, will make sure that that does not happen. As far as other spending that has already been technically approved, there's certain things that we can do to undo the 87,000 IRS agents, for example, but a lot of the stuff is already been signed into law, so it's going to be challenging to undo.
Yeah, wow. Yep. Congressman William Timmons, have a blessed Thanksgiving, and we'll talk again next week.
Same to you. Look forward to it. Be well.
Sure thing. Congressman William Timmons, our Tuesday with Timmons.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.